You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our producer and engineer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, on the board. It is now 6 past the hour of 2 o'clock on this Friday, TGIF, May 16th. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. We have made it to the end of the week, Zommers. Friday is here. Thank goodness.
Yes, I am looking forward to some R&R.
Yes, you and me both, my friend. Overcast skies, a little sun poking through here at the world headquarters of Civic Media in downtown Madison, right here on State Street. Rough weather last night, Zommers. Wow, we talked about it. It was kind of breaking out during our show yesterday, and I know parts of Wisconsin really got hit hard, and I wanted to start off the show just by offering our thoughts, our prayers, and good vibes being sent out to the communities across Wisconsin who really have gotten some strong damage of some tornadoes hit touchdown in parts of the state yesterday. A couple of stories I wanted to hit on here. First of all, from Channel 3, the CBS affiliate here in Madison, great anchor reporter Brady Mallory is in Mayville, Wisconsin today, and showing on his Twitter feed some of the storm damage up in Mayville. But then he's also reporting on this really great, inspiring story. And we've talked about it on this program before, that the late, great Fred Rogers, i.e. Mr. Rogers of Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, was fond of telling kids, but really all of us who are kids at heart, he would repeat what his mother told him, that in times of trouble or disaster, look for the helpers. Look for the helpers. And Brady Mallory at Channel 3 has found helpers up in Mayville, Wisconsin today, just kind of north of the Beaver Dam area. And he posts on his Twitter, Brady says, call it a post-storm post-it. At Open Door Coffee in Mayville, people are paying it forward, which is routine here, by buying their neighbors coffee and treats and leaving it post-it notes. Customers can come in, grab a note, and get a free little pick-me-up. And it's really awesome. People, so in this store called Open Door Coffee in Mayville, people are going and writing kind of inspirational notes to one another on post-it notes, putting it on a wall, and then buying a coffee order with that. So people can just come in who are going through hard times in Mayville today and get an inspirational message and get a free coffee courtesy of their neighbors. So a great reporting by Brady Mallory of Channel 3000 and WISC here in Madison. Those are the kind of things I love. Those are the kind of stories that in the midst of destruction that people still step up. And again, this is a great example. I bet nobody's going into Open Door Coffee in Mayville and saying, well, I want to only make sure that this goes to a Republican voter or a Democratic voter. Nobody cares. They're doing it because it's helping each other out. And that is the spirit of Wisconsin. That is part of what makes Wisconsin great, that I love to focus on and love to talk about in this program, because there are helpers everywhere. All we have to do is look.
It's just there. We have plenty of people who just want to do the right thing.
Yeah. Absolutely. So a big shout out to Brady Mallory of Channel 3 for bringing that story for their broadcast, and just thought I would give them a shout out for doing that. Also, according to the Marshfield News Herald, says in the town of Colby, and of course Colby, famous for Colby cheese, which was founded here in Wisconsin in the city of Colby, said within hours of a tornado tearing through the Colby area, residents, neighbors, and others were out in the community yesterday volunteering their woodcutters and chainsaws to help clear as much debris as possible before the sun set. The National Weather Service in La Crosse confirmed a tornado near Colby, moving northeast at 45 miles per hour at around 5:21 yesterday afternoon. Law enforcement confirmed the tornado was on the ground, according to the National Weather Service. The intensity of this storm has not yet been determined. It says by 7:45 last night, just over 2.5 hours later, groups of volunteers, EMS, and electric linemen were out cleaning up the numerous downed trees and grounding the live wires from approximately 20 downed power structures. Their focus was getting all of the roads open, according to USA Today Network Wisconsin videographers on the scene. According to XL Energy's electric outage map, nearly 500 customers in Colby, Spencer, and the Unity area were without power due to storm damage as of 12 a.m. this morning. Several homes in the Colby area suffered damage, as well as a Colby Chrysler Center, where the local dealership's once pristine vehicles now sit battered in dents from flying debris and shattered windows, glass in the parking lot. Colby Chrysler Center building suffered damages as well. So thinking about all those folks in Colby, as we said, in the Mayville area, I know Juneau is also a place that got hit fairly hard. And I know there were other communities that I'm not calling out specifically, but to everyone across the state of Wisconsin who was affected by these storms last night, we're thinking of you. If there's something we can pass along in terms of fundraisers for you, if there's anything that we could do to be supportive, please let us know, because we want to do that. But again, doesn't matter whether you're in Mayville, paying it forward, buying coffee for your neighbors, or folks here in Colby who were already out last night helping to clean up before the sun even set. And again, who was it? Groups of volunteers, EMS, and electric linemen. And how many times do, you know, we go to parades in the summer, or we see a brat stand and it's a fundraiser for our local EMS or volunteers, and we think, well, I don't know, I don't have time. Take the time, and even if you don't want a brat, give them $5, give them $10, give them $100 if you can afford it. Because these are the people, our volunteers, our EMS, our first responders, the electric linemen, all these folks who we don't think of often enough throughout the year, but by golly, when we need them, we need them. And we're all so thankful that we come out and support one another. That's the Wisconsin spirit, folks, right there. So wanted to start off the show with a big shout out to our local communities and all those first responders and people who are cleaning up around the state of Wisconsin after those storms. I believe it might be a couple of much more minor storms, kind of your garden variety rain and thunderstorms later on this afternoon in parts of Wisconsin. And then a cool down summers, kind of a cool in the 60s across the state of Wisconsin this weekend. But all in all, not too bad. Can't complain at all. Big show today. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, we have Bryn and Mike Schieffer here of the Faith Lutheran Child Care of Cameron, Wisconsin, up in beautiful Barron County, not too far from our station up there in Amory. And they're going to be here. They are in town lobbying for the child care programs in Wisconsin. And of course, we had folks on earlier in the week talking about the Republicans on the Joint Finance Committee who are cutting the funding for child care in the state of Wisconsin. They are down here lobbying on that. We're going to talk a little bit about their business and, again, what these cuts really mean to people in the child care industry and people who use the child care industry. Those are the things I want to get to, is what does this really mean to the average Wisconsinite who is in need of or is currently using these services? So we will talk to them. Also, a what's worse for today. Todd tends to lose things. My band director, Lauren Jensen, used to tell me back in high school, she'd say, Todd, you'd lose your left nut if it wasn't attached. And she was absolutely right. So the category today, lost phone or lost keys. What's worse? We'll ask you that in hour two and take your phone calls and much more fun along the way. But right now, coming upon 15 past the hour of 2 o'clock, time once again for Free Ticket Friday. Let's go.
Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried.
Free Ticket Friday. Friday. Every Friday now through the end of the season, we are going to give away a four-pack of Milwaukee Brewer tickets. They are in the Civic Media seats, beautiful seats, on the club level. Let me tell you here. When you win these tickets, you're going to get your own escalator, and it looks like an escalator to heaven. It's a big, long escalator. You're going to go by the peons, the general admission. You're going to go right up to the beautiful air-conditioned, on the inside of the concourse, club-level seats. You've got your own concessions, your own bathrooms. It's much chiller up there, literally and figuratively.
And the and seats are also a little wider and comfier.
They're padded. They're fantastic. And you're going to look, you're going to be right on the third baseline, right below the suites. And then you're going to look into the Brewers dugout. You see the scoreboard. They're fantastic seats. And so those are the seats. You have a chance to win four tickets. And the tickets for today that we're giving away are for this coming Wednesday's game, Wednesday, May 21st. Be in the know, this is an afternoon game. It is a 12:10 first pitch game on Wednesday against Baltimore. So please, you have to be able to go to this game this coming Wednesday, May 21st, against Baltimore at 12:10, because these tickets are not transferable. So you can't call in or text in and win today and be like, oh, I can't go. Can I get a different game? Unfortunately, no, you cannot. So make sure you can go on Wednesday, May 21st at 12:10 against Baltimore. So here's how it works. You can only do it via the Civic Media app. Download it right now on your Apple or Android device. Go to the App Store. Type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C. It'll come up. Civic Media. Tap it. Download it. Takes less than a minute. It's free. Open it up. The first 11 stations are the ones that we're on. Click on one of those. Then go down to the lower right-hand corner. It'll say text, all right? Click on text. Now you're all set to go. I'm going to give you a word to text in, and not just our show, but the other shows today. The computer at the end of the day will pull one text out randomly, and that is the winner. Here we go. Today's text to win word is season. Season. Tis the season for baseball. S-E-A-S-O-N. Season. Now, I said that earlier to Mathers, and he didn't like that. He goes, oh, you're talking about Christmas already.
I mean, that is what tis the season is normally used for.
Well, I'm not normal. Anybody that knows me knows that. I'm not normal.
Okay, fair enough.
No, he's right. But tis the season for baseball. It's warming up. School's almost done. The word is season. It's baseball season. S-E-A-S-O-N. S-E-A-S-O-N. Text it right now to the Civic Media app, and you will be put into the pool for eligibility. At the end of today, someone is going to win four tickets to next Wednesday's game, May 21st, against Baltimore at 12:10 p.m. We'll continue to give you that word through the end of the show. You have until 4 o'clock to enter. So the word is season, S-E-A-S-O-N. Text it right now, and you too could be a big winner. And it's not just our show every Friday. You can tune in to Pat Kreitlow in the morning, whether he's in Portugal or not. You can always tune in to Pat Kreitlow on 6 to 9 a.m. And then we got Matt Nair on air from 9 until 11. We got the Tom Hartman show before us and the Maggie Dawn show after us. And locally, you can also text in to Mino and the Mayor in Green Bay in Oshkosh and John and Gordy right here in Madison. So all those chances every Friday. And you can text in to every show.
So you get five chances every day.
How about that? It just increases your chances.
But so, you know the best part?
What?
It's a statewide contest.
I don't need the attorneys calling me anymore. Thank you. It's a statewide contest. Come on back. We'll continue our discussion here for a Friday TGIF. We've made it, everybody, to the end of the week. It's the All Ball Show across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
For everything, there is a season. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 23 now past the hour of 2 o'clock. Zomer's reminding me that's the Birds, right? The Birds sing that song?
Yes, the B-Y-R-D-S, the Birds.
Yes, very good. Great song. Great song. Because the key word to text in to be eligible to win our 4-pack of Milwaukee Brewers tickets for next Wednesday's game, May 21st at 12:10 p.m. against Baltimore, text in the word season. S-E-A-S-O-N. Season. To everything, there is a season.
Yes, there is a season. There is one season. It is singular, right. Not plural.
Right. And that's a great reminder because a couple of people now, Sue in Franklin.
She corrected
AUK,
it. We're good.
Oh, did she correct it? All right, very good. Because Zomers and I don't trust us, you understand, to make the choice. So the computer does it. So if it was up to Zomers or I, if you texted in, if you were a letter off, we'd say, well, who cares? But the computer cares. It's only going to pull from the exactly correctly spelled entries. So yes, it is singular. Season. S-E-A-S-O-N. Text the word season right now to be eligible for our Friday ticket, a free ticket Friday giveaway for the Milwaukee Brewer seats. This for the game next Wednesday, May 21st at 12:10 p.m. Coming up, as we said, at the bottom of the hour here, just after the news and farm report with Pam Young, Bryn and Mike Schieffer from Faith Lutheran Care in Cameron, Wisconsin will be here in studio. They're in town lobbying the legislature on child care. Going to catch up with them a little bit and talk about that. And then after that, going to get into what I find a beyond disturbing story that the Department of Homeland Security, good old Christy Nome, dog shooter that she is considering a reality show where immigrants compete for citizenship. You cannot make this up. We'll discuss that a little bit later. Trump firing the FEMA director. Trump firing the director of the U.S. Copyright Office. Who's going to be left out there? It's chaos. Or as my former classmate back in high school once called it, chaos. Also, here's a little bit of good news for you. Mano Raju from CNN. You know that guy? Very famous reporter. I did not know this, as Johnny Carson once said. He is a University of Wisconsin-Madison alum.
I didn't know that either.
He was in town for the WISP Politics luncheon and revealed his first big break he got was at the Badger Herald. And so we'll talk a little bit about that later on this hour. And we have a quiz for you later on today, a little quiz for you as it pertains to tourism. We're getting into summer now. Lots of places in Wisconsin rely on tourism dollars. We'll have a little quiz for you on tourism coming up as well. Want to give you a couple of Wisconsin headlines. This from WISP Politics. If you don't subscribe, do yourself a favor. Go to WISPolitics.com. WISPolitics.com. Covering the Republican Party of Wisconsin convention up in Rothschild this weekend, going on today, says even with President Donald Trump's win in November, Brian Schimming could soon face a move to remove him. Quote, somebody else needs to have the opportunity that can fundraise and unite the party, unquote. One former Wisconsin GOP leader said, and also said, we really need that ahead of 2026 if we're going to have a chance to take out Tony Evers or the other person if it's not Evers. Goes on there. So lots going on in Rothschild today. The chairman, Brian Schimming, is being challenged by, I know this may sound weird to some people, but even in today's iteration of the Wisconsin Republican Party, there is I would call it the Uber MAGA part of it. And then there's kind of the more mainstream Republicans, or more, if you could call it mainstream MAGA. But there is the Uber MAGAs that are basically like, if we should do every single thing that Trump tells us to do, period.
Right when he tells us to do it.
Right when he tells us to do it. And then there are other people like Schimming and others who are like, hey, you know, basically, yes, Trump's our leader and we love him, but we have to kind of adapt things here for Wisconsin as well. So he's the uber MAGA part of the party. The challenges are coming from Milwaukee County, Brown County, which is Green Bay, and I think it was Eau Claire County or La Crosse County as well. So big voting blocks within the Republican Party. So we'll see how that goes. On Monday, we're going to be joined by somebody from Wisconsin Watch. Wisconsin Watch will also be at the Republican Party of Wisconsin convention this weekend. So we'll check in. We'll see if, as I like to call him, the Shim Sham Man. Tony, watching on YouTube, says, someone dares challenge the Shim Sham Man. Yes, Tony. Yes. As a matter of fact, they're going to try. So we shall see. We'll let you know on Wednesday whether Brian Arthur Shimming survives that. Here's a bit of bipartisan news quickly for you. We talk about things that don't work. How about this? The state Senate votes to make sharing deep fake nude images a felony in Wisconsin. How about that? Deep fake, of course, is when you use computer AI to basically Photoshop not just an image, but a video. So you could put a pornographic image or a nude image, a body from online, you create it via AI, and then you put on a real person's face and you say, oh, look, they're sharing nude images or whatever online. That's a deep fake. So the bill's author says legislation is needed to protect residents as AI capabilities advance. Current law does not cover images of real people generated by artificial intelligence, but Senator Andre Jacques in his floor speech cited a DHS study that found that 90% plus of deepfake videos posted online are non-consensual pornography. The bill passed on a 33-0 vote. So there you go. Some good things happening. Come on back. Talk child care after this. It's the Tylo Ball Show for a Friday on the Civic Media Radio Network. Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to Tylo Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 35 minutes now past the hour, 2 o'clock on this Friday, TGIF, May 16th, 2025. Glad to have you along. Zommers on the board, right in the middle of another free ticket Friday. Brewers tickets, four of them up for grabs. The beautiful club-level seats at AmFam Field. This is for next Wednesday's game, May 21st, against Baltimore. Here's the key. It is a 12:10 afternoon start time, first pitch. So please be sure you're eligible to go or able to go next Wednesday afternoon at 12:10 because we cannot exchange this for a different game. It is only for next Wednesday's game, May 21st, against Baltimore at 12:10. If you're able to go, download the Civic Media app, open it up, go to text on one of the first 11 stations, and the magic word for the next hour and a half or so is season. Text the word season, S-E-A-S-O-N. Make sure it is singular. Season. One season. It is the season of lobbying and budget writing here in Madison as we're coming to you from downtown Madison, just a block from the state capitol. Lots of people in town lobbying for different causes as the Joint Committee on Finance puts together the state budget, and been talking about all week here, child care, one of the things that affects all of us across the state of Wisconsin. And here now joined at the desk, and we're very honored to have them in studio today, are Bryn and Mike Schieffer. They are the founders and owners of Faith Lutheran Child Care in beautiful Cameron, Wisconsin, in Barron County, not too far from our station up in Amory. Bryn and Mike, thanks for coming in. Welcome.
Thank you very much for having us.
Well, we're pleased to have you here. Tell us a little bit about yourselves. How long have you been in the Cameron area, and how did you come to start this child care service?
So we moved to Cameron 2007 and joined Faith Lutheran Church about 2009. And in 2010, we were like, hey, this is a great space for a child care center, which I had been doing in home off and on and worked at other centers previously. Went to the church council, and they loved the idea. So September of 2011, we opened up, small center, and it grew from there. In 2016, we were able to purchase a second center, and that allowed us to care for infants and toddlers on top of preschool and school-age kids. And when COVID hit, that it had a big impact on our church center, and we ended up closing that down permanently in August of 21. So many dates to remember. So it's been, and so we've been keeping the second center that we purchased. We've been keeping that going since then, but it's slowly getting smaller and smaller, harder and harder to find qualified individuals to work. And the funding that we do have, which is federal funding, is set to run out in July. We have been in town this week basically demanding funding for childcare for the state of Wisconsin, because once that goes away, the estimates are upwards of 25% of centers, licensed or certified centers in Wisconsin, will close down, and the rest will have to raise rates drastically. And working families just can't afford it.
How many families and or children do you care for right now?
So I currently have 24 children, roughly 20 families.
Wow.
And then there's 5 employees. Mm-hmm. So we're pretty small. I mean, we've been as big as between the two centers, almost 70 children and 16 employees.
Wow.
And now, yep, it's shrinking down. I have a great base right now. I don't want to see, you know, I don't want to lose that.
But Mike, don't you think this story is not unique, that there are how many, I can't even imagine, probably hundreds of childcare facilities like yours that might take care of 24, 30 children, and you replicate that times hundreds over across the entire state. It affects a lot more people than people might think.
I would agree with that, yeah. I mean, and I'm here more as a representative of support staff, you know, as far as the husbands and families that are there, you know, supporting our wives that are passionate about this and stuff like that. So, you know, we feel it, you know, so lawn care, snow removal, maintenance, things of that nature. That's my role.
So you're kind of the maintenance guy of the operation, and what other parts of the business do you help with?
That's pretty much it. Okay. I have my own separate job and okay. stuff otherwise, so.
But you run kind of the business side of it together, or it's more or less you?
Myself, and okay. then we do have like an accountant and sure. things like that. And we are a board-run nonprofit. Mm-hmm. So any other nonprofits out there that are, you know, shying away from standing up for childcare, please stop. Get out right. there and advocate for us. We need you too.
I'd like to go back to what you said earlier. We're talking with Brent and Mike Schieffer from Faith Lutheran Childcare in Cameron, Wisconsin, here at our studios. Go back to what you said about you rely on federal funds, but explain to people these aren't necessarily funds that come directly from the federal government. They come through the state, correct? Currently,
they do. Yes. So it is federal money. That's ARPA money from coronavirus as mm-hmm. a response to that. And so this is called Child Care Counts funding. We apply every month. So we get a certain amount per child per staff that we have. Some of the money goes towards staff bonuses. And the rest goes towards daily operating expenses. And like I said, that money is set to run out. Currently, the state of Wisconsin is only one of six states that provides there's no state dollars. Mm-hmm. It's only the
federal dollars.
Yes. And, you know, the fact that they don't provide any money and and this money is running out, how detrimental it will be to the workforce, to mm-hmm. every family that counts on us. Like you just said, we're one tiny center, but you replicate that across the state, and you're talking about a workforce without care mm-hmm. is an economy that grinds to a halt.
Yeah,
and that was what we were trying to show this week.
As somebody who's not in childcare and doesn't have children of my own, I could appreciate the best I can with you saying, well, we're just one, in your words, a tiny center. But I know people who run centers as big or smaller than yours. And I would kind of argue that, but to those families, you're everything. You might consider yourself a small business, but to those families, you're everything. because to try to find alternative care. Talk a little bit about the situation in Barron County. Is there a wait list for child care there, like most places?
Yes, there's always a wait list. Every center that is around, and there is another center in Rice Lake that will be closing very soon, decided that they couldn't stick around for it anymore, mm-hmm. In which I completely understand. I'm hoping that we'll come out on the other side and we'll come out successful.
So we also have a very good question from Tony watching on YouTube. He says, has State Senator Quinn helped you out at all?
No. And he has been invited to our center.
We'll get to that in a second. But sure. I wanted to just go back because I think, and this is so fascinating for those of us who might not have kids or not in this industry, when you say that many of the federal dollars now are coming from monies that were approved during COVID. So the question I have is, what did you rely on or what did you use prior? Were you still getting federal funding prior to COVID, or what was the situation then?
No, the only other funding that comes through is Wisconsin Shares, which is a subsidy for low-income families, but that mm-hmm. that just offsets their cost. So there's no other funding. It was all based on parent rates. And when our other center closed down, that's when we started going into the red most months. And so that was it. Losing mm-hmm. that enrollment is what is slowly eating away at us.
So to make sure I get it right, before COVID, it was 100% or close to it on tuition paid for by parents.
Yes, it was. And I wouldn't say it was good then. We've always been having this fight, Worthy Wage Day, that just happened here. And it, for childcare, we still don't have worthy wages.
Right.
We're clawing for $13 an hour out of our ask of $480 million. And currently, you know, child care workers, we're in the bottom 2% of earners. Mm-hmm. And we have one of the most important jobs. We're raising up the future of the state, the future of our country. And we invest, in the state of Wisconsin is investing nothing in them.
So so make sure I have it right. There were no federal dollars or very little prior to COVID. The industry was already probably, I don't want to call it life support, but you were facing yes. challenges.
Yes.
COVID came along. If you want to call it a silver lining, although I hesitate with the devastation of COVID, if there's any silver lining, I guess, is that these funds were made available, which kind of put maybe a temporary Band-Aid on the problem.
They did.
And now that those funds are not being continued by the federal government and the Trump administration, and the state legislature isn't putting money, now we're right back to the crisis mode pre-COVID. Is that right?
Yes. Well, we're definitely in crisis mode now. I mean, there's with the rising cost of everything. We're in crisis mode.
All right.
And no longer can we, you know, myself, my husband subsidize, you know, doing this, paying for things out of our own pockets, things like that. Mm-hmm. It's time for the state to step up and recognize us. That was a big thing, too, when the federal funding did start coming in, mm-hmm. Was we felt like for the first time we were seen. We were, you know, that people you know, saw us and valued what we were doing, mm-hmm. you know, asked us, told us, please stay open. Please stay open. Please take care of our first responders and our medical professionals and everybody that had to go to work. And we did it. We did it wow. day in and day out. Well, and it was that was fatigue. Let me tell you, to not know day to day what was going to happen and no help.
Well, I know we had a story from Colby. I know a storm struck Chippewa Valley last night. I mean, and those first responders, those EMS people, when we need them, we want them there. Well, if they have children, those kids have to have some place to go.
Yes.
And I think people don't associate that ripple effect often enough. That if the kids don't have, we had a business person on earlier this week that they literally didn't hire someone because the person they wanted to hire didn't have childcare.
Yep.
And so it ripples down in the economy that way as well.
Yes.
Yeah, well, if you're trying to entice an employee to come from other parts of the country or into your community to support your businesses, they need to have a place to raise their family.
And yes, we need to be family friendly.
Right. So I understand you guys are part of Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed, and we're down here to lobby the state legislature to try to get this. So my understanding is you tried to get to see your Senator Quinn and Representative Armstrong. I know the assembly has been in session this week.
Yes.
But I've heard the doors have not necessarily been thrown open for you.
Correct. And we have some more stops to make before we we head back home today.
I mean, have you met with staff?
Some members of we can have.
And what is your response from these Republican members of the legislature so far, at least their staff?
Maybe there's concepts of a plan.
Well, that's encouraging, as I say, yes, sarcastically. That has to be enormously frustrating because, look, I mean, what is it, 4.5, 5-hour drive for you guys?
What are we, 3 hours?
3 hours.
It was 3:40 or whatever it is.
But yeah, it's a little bit of a hike to get down here. You stayed overnight.
Yes.
And all you're trying to do is meet with your elected official to talk about an issue facing their own district. And the fact that they can't make time for you, to me, is just, as someone who used to be a legislative staffer in that building, is appalling.
Well, and if you request information through listening sessions, 80% of constituents want child care funded.
All right. We'll come back, talk a little bit more with Bryn and Mike Schieffer from Faith Lutheran Child Care in Cameron, Wisconsin. This is the Tunnel Ball Show for Friday across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tunnel Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 8 minutes before the hour of 3 o'clock, the top of the hour, ABC and CBS News. Check the weather. Mike Clemens, our great sports reporter. And then back in hour two, what's the worst question today? Do you tend to lose things? We'll talk about that in hour two. A little bit more news for you and some fun along the way to end it up in hour two as well. Right now we are here in studio at World Headquarters in downtown Madison of Civic Media. And in studio we have Bryn and Mike Schieffer. They are the owners of Faith Lutheran Child Care in Cameron, Wisconsin. I guess technically owned by the church, but you guys founded it and run it every day. But I think it's a creative concept because it's a 501c3, right? Mm-hmm. It's what you do it through there. But you're the ones that really do the day-to-day operations.
Yes. Well, it was a ministry of the church. Mm-hmm. You know, they when I came to them because there was a need in our community. You know, we had a congregation of how many, 100 and some people that were like, yes, let's do this. Mm-hmm. Let's focus on this. And, you know, so again, we need to see that collectively, people coming together and supporting the children in our state.
And as someone who grew up in a faith community, I'm not sure there's a better actual tangible example of true Christianity than taking care of children. And taking care of each other. I mean, some people might not connect that to a faith or a religion, but to me, that's as a very, very imperfect Christian myself, that seems to be a fundamental tenet of Christ, is to take care of people.
Yes, absolutely.
So the irony is not lost on me. Some of the people a block up the street under the Capitol Dome of my former party that I left in 2011, who like to parade around a lot, you know, it reminds me a little bit, not to get too biblical, of Pharisees that, you know, like to talk a lot about God and religion, but they don't seem to want to practice it when it comes to putting their mouth or money or their vote where their mouth is. And to me, if you truly are a person of faith, you would want to make sure that we take part of the $4 billion surplus in the state and fund basic child care.
Yes.
I mean, is that too much?
Yeah. Apparently it is. No, it is not too much. Matter of fact, the ask should be even bigger than the $480 million that we're seeking. Quality child care is extremely important. Mm-hmm. There's varying numbers about the return on investment, you know, for every dollar spent on child care, you know, what our returns are. Mm-hmm. And there's, you know, I've heard numbers between $7 and $13, you know, dollars per dollar that we're spending. Right. That's phenomenal. What's the return on investment when we send people to prison? Can we stop investing in that and start investing in our children, in our future?
Yeah. Well, if you don't want to disclose it, that's fine. But one of our viewers had a question. Just roughly, what's the cost now for the tuition for a child that goes to daycare?
So in our up by me, and I know that we're a little on the higher side. It's $250 a week for an infant, mm-hmm. and then school age for full time is around $200. And I know down here it might be a little closer to $300
yeah.
a week
oh, yeah.
for an infant.
Yeah,
you know, you're,
I think I know somebody in Milwaukee is paying like $25,000 a year.
Yeah, that's you know, you that's one child.
Right.
You start talking about two or three, making childcare affordable for everybody, not just certain people. And I know a big thing on the Republican platform is to not raise taxes, to not take money out of the working man's pocket. You don't invest in childcare. We don't have childcare. It's coming out of your pocket one way or another. Mm-hmm. Somebody could lose their entire income because grandparents aren't around to babysit. Aunts and uncles aren't around to babysit. Mm-hmm. Most people don't have that luxury. Quite a few families in my center, you know, they've said they don't know what they would do if we close because they're not around extended family. And, you know, unless we start, you know, they want to send their kids to the bargain basement unlicensed daycare, mm-hmm. it good luck. Now you have accidents happening and other bad things.
Your state senator Quinn, Representative Armstrong, might not have wanted to meet with you. I do know for a fact there are some Republicans that listen to this show. I'll give you each about a minute. We're up against the clock here. What would you like to say to Republican senators and representatives on this issue?
Invest in childcare now. You need us. The state needs us. The children need us first and foremost, but the parents and the employers. Everybody needs us. Our economy runs on childcare.
Mike?
I would agree. And, people might not be showing it with the way they vote currently, but when things start to hurt, maybe their eyes will get opened up and you might not want that.
I have a friend of mine who lives in the Milwaukee area, and she and her husband have one child, and they said they're paying $450 a week this fall for a two-year-old, and they have friends with two kids, and it's $47,000 a year in the Milwaukee area.
Hmm. And I think Barron County is one of the lowest rates in the state.
Mm-hmm.
So it wouldn't surprise me, obviously, when you get into these areas that those costs grow substantially. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think that people that don't have children have no idea of the cost.
Correct.
And then people, again, because you don't walk in someone else's shoes, we have the audacity to judge and say, well, why isn't that person working? What's the big deal? And they don't understand that it takes so much of the income just to take care of the child. And to your point, Bryn, that the family networks, the grandparents and things, and just people have had smaller families, and those opportunities aren't there.
Yes.
So it would seem to me that you're literally doing God's work, in my opinion. So thank you both for what you do. Thanks for making the trip down here. Thanks for coming on our show. And I want to continue to follow this. If we could be helpful to get the word out, to clarify things, we're here for you.
Thank you. Thank you for having us on and helping us get the message out. Because, yes, you just said it, the people that maybe they're not faced with it every day, they don't understand it. Hopefully this gives them a little more understanding. Talk to somebody. Talk to somebody you know that has children. Ask them what their struggles are and how you can help.
We appreciate you. Bryn and Mike Schieffer from Faith Lutheran Child Care in Cameron, Wisconsin. Thanks for being part of what makes Wisconsin great. Safe travels back up there. It's a beautiful part of the state. All right. Thank you so very much.
Thank you.
Come on back, everybody. We're going to have hour number two. What's worse, lost keys or a lost phone? I'd read my next notes, but I can't find them. Come on back. It's hour number two of this Todd Hallball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.